So for the first 2 weeks, well, before going out, you know, I was really worried, I was scared. Can I say shit in it? I was shit in it, I kid you not. And after 2 weeks, the woman in prison, they were just so nice to me because I was one of the young ones.
Mm.
And what they did was look after the young ones, so they mothered me.
Mm.
Because there wasn't that many young, as I said, like most of the young women my age would have gone to, they would have put them in one of these
secure units.
Secure units, but that didn't happen to me. And I loved being mothered. And one of the women that mothered me, I actually ended up sleeping with. And that's when I knew it was like, ping, oh, so this is what's wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me, this is great. And then, so I'm meeting all these other lesbians, you know, that are very out about it, open, it's totally normal.
Did you know that they were lesbians? Or?
Yes, they were very proud of it. Right. They were out.
Yeah.
Not, you know, and I was really proud of them as well because I looked up to them. I wanted to be how they were.
Mm.
Because I knew that how they were was actually who I was.
Yes.
But I just didn't know it until I'd got to prison. I really didn't. So now, effectively, it was like putting a kid in a candy shop. I didn't want to come out. I ended up, I was quite, you know, leave me in there for as long as you like. I had a queue of women because they knew that I wasn't. You get jail lesbians who, you know, turn prison bent, and then you get ones like me who was already like that before they got there, and they knew it. They knew, but the thing was, I was so young, so chances were, odds are, I'm always going to be ending up with women a lot older than me, which I did. But I thought it was great. As I said, they mothered me. Maybe not in the right way, some of them, but I was fine with that. But strangely enough, or maybe not so strange, I'm still trying to please the family. I ended up getting married to a guy, as I now have a daughter.
Okay.
But this was to please my family.
Mm.
And also, I got to the point, not always, but I got to the point where I knew I wanted a kid.
Mm.
And I didn't know, artificial insemination didn't even cross my mind. I'm an old-fashioned girl. And I just thought this is the road that I need to go down, and I knew it would please mummy and daddy and family.
Mm.
And I knew full well when I married him. I mean, on my wedding day, I was actually fancying his cousin, a female, and thinking, my God, what are you doing? This is on my wedding day, you know. Well, she was stunningly drop-dead gorgeous. Anyway, I married him, got my daughter, realised it was a terrible marriage, not just because of obvious reasons that I prefer women to men. That sexually, that's how it works for me. But also, he wasn't a good husband. He wasn't a good guy.
Mm.
You know, he was actually a woman beater.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I fell pregnant, left him. Mm. But by that, my daughter gave me a lot of strength.
Mm.
I feel like I had what I wanted, all that he could ever give me, was my daughter.
Mm.
And that was more than enough for me, and there was no turning back. And I tried to be straight to please my family and please society, and it was never going to work. Now it's got to be my way. I have to be true to myself and not kid myself or my family or nobody, and live my life for me and my kid as well. I didn't want my daughter to grow up confused about my sexuality.
Mm.
I got a girlfriend who I ended up being with for seven and a bit years.
Mm.
And also, I was going to a lot of black parties, black gay party type things. Mm. And a lot of, quite a few of the black lesbians made me feel like I have to be in that scene and dating another black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to question the whole thing and felt that it was time for me to come out, because nobody can tell me, has the right to tell me who to sleep with.
Mm.
And I also felt like it's bad enough feeling isolated without isolating myself some more, you know, affiliating myself to simply another black lesbian or another woman of colour. Surely love is just about if you meet someone and you like them and you get on and you love them. So,
do you think that that was an issue around? I'm aware of that. That was an issue for me.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Was
an issue.
It? Yeah. So,
it was an issue that I didn't want to be a part of it.
Mm.
I really wanted to disassociate myself from that. And my girlfriend that I met, she's now passed away. She was white. She was half German.
Mm-hmm.
So, she wouldn't have been accepted.
Mm.
She, you know, I would have been questioned about this white, half German, half English, clearly white person that I'm bringing into the black lesbian scene. And I just felt that it's I shouldn't be questioned, I shouldn't have to answer to anyone. That's my choice, it's my girlfriend, it's my lover, we love each other, I don't see what the problem is. And I didn't want to go anywhere with her and feel isolated or excluded. So I pulled away and hung out with straight mates who completely accepted us. It wasn't an issue.
Okay.
And that's how I've lived my life till today.
Mm.